Do you think the economic situation for constituents is worse now in terms of jobs than it was when you were in office?
Well, you know, statistically, the unemployment rate has been drifting down, but I'd like to see it back to where it was before the great economic crisis of 2008. There's no reason why we can't have full employment. It's not as if there's anything that's holding us back. It's just a matter of whether we have enough demand in the economy. I'm slipping into my economics ease. I was the only member of Congress who was an economist when I was who had worked as an economist. I worked as an economist for 4 years, and the fundamental problem we have right now, from a macroeconomic view, is the lack of demand. We need to get our demand back up. We have $13 trillion in demand in this country, for $14 trillion of the capacity to make goods and services. So the result of that is the 8% unemployment, a little bit lower than that right now, that you see. So there's definitely room for improvement. We've taken several steps back in the last couple of years because the Recovery Act ran out and we replaced it with nothing. And that, I think, was a mistake.
Do you think there's money for more stimulus in that way?
Well, of course. I mean, we need to rebuild our bridges, our roads, our schools. The federal government now can borrow money for 10 years and pay 1.5% interest on that money each year. It's the lowest rate in history. Clearly, there's capacity. There's slack in the economy. There are people who are unemployed. There's capital that's unemployed. There's slack in the economy, and we need to generate demand to put these people back to work.
Do you think there's appetite to get another stimulus bill through Congress?
I think there's appetite to solve our problem with unemployment. There's no reason in the world why we cannot have full employment in this country, and that's exactly what we need. We just need to either pull together to accomplish that or overcome the resistance on the part of the people who are against it.
Is there something that you think could be changed to the Affordable Care Act that could make it more appealing to Republican colleagues if you return to Congress?
Oh, my goodness. You know, there were 150 amendments from the Republicans that were already incorporated in the Affordable Care Act. They just decided on a political basis they were going to oppose everything, absolutely everything, that the Democrats and the president came up with in the hope that in doing so they would lead to create a situation where they could benefit politically. The Affordable Care Act itself, the whole principle of universal coverage through expansion of private insurance, is a Republican idea. It was introduced in the Senate by Bob Dole, and it was actually accomplished in Massachusetts by a fellow named Mitt Romney, who you may have heard of. To say that somehow there needs to be more bipartisanship in that bill is absurd. It's just ridiculous. And what happens is, in the interest of placating people who could not possibly be placated and try and win over people who have no interest in being won over, you end up stalling the government, stalling the recovery, stalling the whole country.
What about concerns about Cuban offshore oil drilling, which is not far from the Florida Keys?
Well, that is a serious potential problem. We can't control what countries do in areas where they have sovereignty, but if there is any risk to us, then we'd have to hold them accountable. Such a thing has that come up before. The worst blowout in history before the BP oil spill was a blowout in Mexico, which was near our territorial waters, and actually in some cases went into our territorial waters in terms of the spill. So this is a real concern, and we have to make sure that if they're going to be doing drilling, it has to be done under safe conditions. Of course, given what happened in the Gulf, we're not in the best position to preach to others, but we do need to make sure that our waters remain secure and clean.
You have an aggressive political style and have been labeled as something of a firebrand the last time you were in Congress. Based on that experience, would you change your political style this time if reelected to the Congress?
Look, when you're in Congress, the fact of the matter is that you have 700,000 people who are depending on you to do something good for them. Whether it's in the case of health care or jobs or housing, the fact, for instance, that we cut foreclosures in our district in half and saved tens of thousands of families' homes, they're depending upon us to do something good for them. That's what this is all about. When you have that kind of responsibility, your personal style is irrelevant. This election is not about me. It's not about Todd Long. It's about who's going to do good things for people in this district. I am not running for homecoming king. That's not what this job is all about. And people who think of it that way, they're just mistaken. And I can tell from having had the job, it's a responsibility. People are depending upon you. It's not a question of style. It's not a question of political games to play. It's a question of delivering good things for people in need who are in your district and depending upon you for their house, for their job, in some case for their life.
You mentioned tourism as a bedrock for places like Osceola, but tourism is also built on low-wage jobs. Is there something that you as a congressman could do to improve that industry and not have it be based on such a low-wage scale?
Well, I think that's partly a function of demand. You know, when we reach full employment here locally, and I will do my absolute best to do that, we were making progress when I was in Congress. When we reach full employment here locally, then I think that wages will rise naturally. We have people coming in, 50 million people coming into Florida as a whole every year. If demand increases,
isn't that a lot of demand?
Yes. Well, if demand increases to the point where people are fully employed, then you'll see wages start to increase. Benefits will increase. I think we can do better in general with benefits. That's why I support our local sick leave initiative. In fact, I myself contributed $25,000 to that initiative. But in general, I think what we need to see is full employment, and then the problem will, to some extent, start to solve itself. But if we bring in federal dollars, that means we bring in federal jobs, and that will also help to boost the local economy and to raise wages throughout the whole economy.